Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This altar of divine encounter. After listening to Turning Point, please pray more on your own as much as you can. Now, open your hand and receive what God has sent our way this morning. Be saying amen and receive it. May God bless your day. May this not just be another Sunday, but shall be a special one. The light of heaven shall shine on you. Who is this? You are apprehensive, even afraid, that the unfortunate situation that ended with you last month may still continue now. God asked me to tell you, no, He has changed your situation. Your fears will not happen. This month, you shall not be stranded. What constituted a problem before shall no longer be there this month. Your life shall be a testimony to others. I want to pray for those listening to me who eat only what they see, not what they want. Who wear only what they see, not what they like. Who live in an environment they can afford, not the one that gives them joy. Open your hand. I prophesy. God will change your menu. God will change your wardrobe. God will change your environment. Your entire status will change. All singles, ripe enough for marriage, male and female. Let's do this prophetic action. Hold your ring finger as if you are sliding ring into it. Hold it up. It's a prophetic action. I prophesy the right man, God ordained man, that will slide the engagement and wedding ring into your hand will locate you soon. And the right lady for you, you will also make contact with very soon. I want to pray for all children below 6 years. If you have children with you within that age, let me pray for them. Let's lay your mantle on them if they are around or on their photograph or just be mentioning their names. These children will grow to make you happy and fulfilled. You shall be glad to be their parents in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to everyone's life, the angel of the third month shall go on assignment for you. This month will recapture and deliver what you have lost or failed to get in previous months. Say amen. Now, at the crossover vigil, Friday, February 28th, God said to me, we should do 3 things as we exit the old month into the new. 1 is thanksgiving. 2 is a serious prayer. 3 is so a sacrifice to enter the new month. Psalm 50 verse 5 says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Each month, as we exit the old month into the new, we will make a covenant of sacrifice. So I call on all of us after thanksgiving and prayer that night to fulfill Psalm 50 verse 5, to enter into a covenant with God into the new month. Remember my word, if you can. If you can't, if it will stress you, if you will complain, don't do it. God loves only a cheerful giver. But if by the grace of God, you understand the covenant power of sacrifice as you exit the old man into the new, do so. So that night, I call on all who can to give a sacrificial seed of 5,000 naira or 2,000 naira if you cannot do 5,000. And those in diaspora to do 10 pounds or 5 pounds, $10 or $5, 10 euros or 5 euros, if you can. And I prophesy, as you march into March, you will see the hand of God. Those of you that did it that night and even did it after, the Lord bless you. All those just hearing it now, do so as God give you the grace. You will see the power of God in action. There is nothing like sacrifice. Walking with God in covenant with sacrifice. But again, like I said, if you don't do it, God will see answer your prayers. We don't pay for God's favor. We don't buy for His mercy. Everything is by grace. But sacrifice changes the spiritual equilibrium and opens the heaven. Do as God gives you the grace. Listeners, today is day 14 of our teachings. From tomorrow, we shall go on 2 weeks of testimonies giving. If what you sent in has not been shared, send it in again. Now, your question and situations that time has not allowed us to treat, save it in your phone. Send it again after 2 weeks of testimonies. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. And my TPGF family. Daddy, my question. One, is a mentor supposed to be someone you are older than or a friend of the same kind of business? Number two, I have been in business for 13 years now, and the business is doing well by the grace of God. But I need to expand the business. So I discuss it with my husband, but he's not ready to support me. He always gives excuses. What should I do next, sir? Wow. I like your agility and dexterity for building up that business. First question. Mentoring is not necessarily an age matter. It is more of result and experience on a particular field of calling. There are different mentors for different callings. Since you are in business, your mentor should be a successful person, preferably a woman on your kind of business, since you are a woman, but not necessarily a highly successful, respectable man with impeccable character and integrity can also mentor you. A pastor is the best mentor for a pastor, a lawyer for a lawyer, a doctor, a farmer, a teacher, and so on. Your mentor should be a champion or a hero on your field. Read their books, their autobiographies and others. Attend their lectures, their conferences if they have any. And if you have opportunity of making contact with them, do so. As for your husband, thank God for his allowing you to live your life. Many husbands, out of envy and jealousy, will do everything to scuttle or stop their wives if they think the woman is having it better than them. So don't put pressure on him. Respect and honor him. Just keep on being succeeding. Let your success be a blessing to the entire family. All other women listening to me, do the same thing this woman is doing. Except you are a career woman, then pursue your career to the top. As I have always said, the best money for a woman is your own money, the one you earn by yourself. Next, please, I need advice on divorce. Myself and my wife have been having irreconcilable issues for years now, and she's recently becoming abusive, verbally and physically, to the point that she often hits me with objects, pushes me around, and brought a knife to my room some time ago. Thankfully, I wasn't asleep yet. I am considering divorcing her. Will this mean I won't make heaven? This is very, very urgent, sir. Wow, my heart breaks and bleeds as I read this. It shouldn't be. Marriage is a sacred institution by God Almighty to make us have a better life. It is to remove stress, aloneness, and then complement each other, rear children, emotional satisfaction, and serve God together, and then leave a legacy behind. But unfortunately, many people marry the wrong partners out of ignorance and tradition and so on. So we have all over the place struggling, bitter, separating and divorcing couples, some even killing themselves. My counsel, if there are elders or pastors you both submit to and respect that can intervene, let them intervene to help. But I'm disturbed by the abuses you mentioned, hitting, pushing, and even bringing a knife to your room. Ah, no, no, no. Dead people don't settle quarrel. I want to think you have children together. Those children will have been seriously traumatized now. In the first counsel, if the first counsel is not possible, then I will suggest separation for a while. Maybe when you get separated for a while, the two of you will have a rethink and you may be able to come together and see that. But if that is not possible and the abuses continue, then you can take the other step. But may I also say here that separation or divorce will not stop anybody from making heaven, except you backslide into ungodly way of life. But please engage warfare prayers for a touch of heart of your wife. And if there are certain things you two need to address or change or start doing differently, do so. God will see you through. Next, good afternoon, sir. I am heartbroken. My boyfriend left me after 4 years. I gave him my virginity, thinking we will marry. Now I feel lost, guilty, and regretful I just joined TPGF family, seeking God's forgiveness and healing. Can I ever be considered pure again? Please pray for me and share Bible verses to strengthen me. Also, my ex wants us to talk, but he has another girlfriend. I don't feel like talking to him. What should I do, sir? Wow. My daughter, I read all this out so that those listening, listening to your story alone is a lesson to the singles and the younger ones, especially the ladies and even their parents. Now that I think that you think you will marry a person, everybody listening to me, is not enough to start sleeping together when you are not officially married. Number two, don't let him come back to your life. Shut the door. Block his number. Delete it. Don't let him come to your space or your heart anymore. Then stop regretting. God has forgiven you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anybody be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Forgive yourself. Settle down in a good church, Bible-believing and practicing church, a growing church where you see your social equals. Attend and serve God wholeheartedly. God will send your own man. Then be totally committed to TPGF family. You will learn a lot here. Zip up. You have already learned your lesson. God will bring your own God-fearing and value-added man. God has forgiven you. Please forgive yourself. Listeners, I think we are getting blessed here. Join us in any of the two Sunday services today, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Join live or watch later. Then, have you paid your tithe? Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, personal or corporate tithing, then back to Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 3333. We are sowing this third month of the year, and the covenant seed I ask us to sow to enter the third month. If you are able to do so, do as God lays on your heart. Nobody is under force to do anything. Do as God lays your hand, as your faith can take you. You will see the power of God. You will see this third month, it will deliver mightily. Let's be applying all these wisdom products into our lives. Things will be changing. Open your hand one more time. I prophesy grace and favor and power, divine backing, divine lifting, divine connection, good health, long life, sweetness into your life. This month of March will march you forward. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.